cloudy sky going on a Thursday. Yeah, that north wind will definitely wake you up when you hit the front door here this morning. Well, I'm excited. Our talk around begins with our favorite historian, Janet Gageland.
Good morning.
The one person in the world that introduced me to the word pickleball.
And now you see it everywhere.
Everywhere.
Commercials,
yeah.
Everywhere.
But you were the first.
Okay.
So you were a groundbreaker there. Innovator. Well, today we're going to talk about, we're going to talk a little baseball.
We are.
But you were digging around and you said it's not so much what I found, it's what I didn't find.
You know, we've talked about baseball in the past and how much that has been a part of our history, mm-hmm. with the semi-pro teams. And I thought, well, 61-61 and now the record is broken. There's got to be something in the paper. There wasn't much.
Really? Yeah, you didn't find much.
I didn't. I went back a couple weeks before the 1st of October, and I went a couple weeks after that, and it was very little. They had Bobby Allison, who was a Minnesota Twins guy. Mm-hmm. They had him with an article that he would write and probably send to different newspapers, and he would do that once a week. So he would kind of do a wrap-up. But the only sports that were covered were local.
The local.
Yeah.
And even the local golf scene.
Yes. Yeah, we had.
And who was out golfing at the golf course.
Yeah, yeah. We had the Senator Young, mm-hmm. was out golfing with about three other little gentlemen from the area. And
right.
Yeah, so that made the paper.
but nothing on 61, not much.
Not much. No, the record was broken on the 1st of October.
Mm-hmm.
The last game of the season, you know. So there was a little something that was called the M Boys from North Dakota have a big day. And it was. The M Boys were Roger Maris and Steve Myra.
Right.
You know, because they're North Dakota. And Steve Myra, Wahpeton, that makes a little more sense.
The infamous kick.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so here we have Roger Maris hitting that 2-0 pitch. You know, in Boston, and that was the lone run that the Yankees needed to beat Boston that day. And Steve Myra booted the 52-yard field goal in the final seconds for the Baltimore Colts, and they had a 34-33 win over the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings, of course.
Yeah, and it's the second longest one. I think it was 4 yards short, but, you know, that record,
He got a hold of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he was one of those straight-on kickers,
he
too,
was.
Like Fred Cox,
yep.
used to be. Just straight-on, no soccer style.
No, just
straight ahead.
Right. And it wasn't an indoor stadium, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vikings didn't have an indoor stadium at
right.
that time. Hardly anyone did. But so we do have that covered. But other than that, I was looking for big headlines, you know, with Roger Maris, because that's local, and we had semi-pro, so certainly people would know him.
Right.
And I didn't find anything, and I thought, well, with all of the baseball players we have in this area, Hep yeah. Diedrich, you know, certainly.
Absolutely.
Someone could have been interviewed to, what is your reaction to this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take out the controversy and all that kind of stuff, but what do you think of this feat? Did you follow it, you know? Nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Robert over there did at the Daily News way ahead of these guys back
yes.
then, because they didn't do much with it.
Well, you know, and I think that they just probably wanted to stay local and,
mm-hmm.
and promote that.
Right.
You know, now we have a full page of sports. Then they had like maybe a third of a page, no big headlines.
Yep.
They didn't carry the scores of the baseball or the football, but bowling. I mean,
bowling got some print.
Oh,
bowling
they
got some
did.
Ink. Yeah.
Every single league that was going on was there with the wins and the losses,
right.
the name of the teams, and yeah.
Well, and that was huge back then too.
It certainly
you know,
was.
Everybody was out bowling.
That and the fact that there were a lot of local businesses that sponsored teams, and so they got a little mm-hmm. bit of an advertisement.
Right. Well, see, when there's money behind it, you're going to get some. You're going to get some
yeah.
print.
I know, and I even went farther into the month of October, thinking that okay, well, they didn't carry that. Maybe they'll carry the World Series, but not a line. And so
that
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll get over it. And now maybe they carry too much. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they definitely cover all the bases, no
yeah.
pun intended.
Right, right.
But
they cover the different yeah. activities that are going on.
Good old 61 got it done back in the day, without yeah. steroids, by the way.
Yes.
Everybody
yeah.
talks about that, but it bears repeating. Yeah,
yeah.
Didn't have any help with it.
I'm sure that the controversy, there will be some that will follow Aaron Judge. And it just has to,
sure,
you know, because it's a new record. So they're going to be pretty scrutinizing.
He's going to be in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm sure that he will be. But, you know, it's still a super thing. And, mm-hmm, you know, he'll probably climb up the ladder of the most home runs. You know, and the games were the same, 162.
Right.
So they didn't add more games. What they did is added a height over the fence. You know, and that's always been something that's followed the record, is that the fact that the fences were lower,
mm-hmm,
and maybe not as deep. I'm not sure on that. But, you know, they're quite higher today, quite a bit higher.
Jenna, talk a little bit about the endorsement thing that we were talking about, too.
Yes,
they said when Roger actually broke this,
mm-hmm,
there would be just a ton of endorsements waiting.
And then
for
that's what Bobby Allison said in one of his columns, that there's this race between Mantle and Maris, and whoever gets that record is going to be wealthy, because there'll be all kinds of endorsements that will,
right,
follow him. But that wasn't Roger.
That was not Roger at all.
No.
Yeah.
No. That was that North Dakota thing, you know, that, hey, I just did this, and so I'm not going to do it to make $1 million.
Right.
You know? And maybe he did get something for it, but
not like they do now.
Not at,
you know,
all.
There was no grandstanding with him whatsoever.
And he probably wasn't even in a commercial.
Right.
You know, so it just sort of was the record, and it spoke for itself.
And he was very uncomfortable with all the attention, too.
Yes.
That just didn't, you know, it just wasn't his thing. Mickey Mantle was fine with it.
Right.
But Roger, not so much.
Yeah, that's also mentioned in there, that they had this rivalry between them of who's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have had a little bit because they're on the same team.
Right.
But I don't think it was as much as they thought it was.
Well, and they were the best of friends, too.
Yes.
Yeah, but just two completely different people.
Right, right. And, you know, they were both good athletes, and they, you know, they both have their accolades, and
mm-hmm,
that it just stands at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for digging up what what they didn't do.
I know.
Back then. See,
yeah.
That, and I'm glad you come in here so much, because that way we can talk about things that people don't do.
Yeah, well, and I was surprised. And at the same time, a little bit disappointed. But,
mm-hmm,
you know, back in 61, a different time. And
yeah,
it was the Farmer Globe, and you paid attention to what was local, because that's what sold newspapers.
Right.
And it didn't matter if we had the Minnesota Vikings, the Minnesota Twins, or Roger Maris playing for the Yankees. That was somewhere else.
And, you know, this area did okay with NFL kickers, too, because there,
yep,
was Errol Mann out in Campbell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That went on to the NFL, too, and did very, very well.
Yeah, there's a kicker from South Dakota. He kicked for SDSU, I think.
That's right.
And he's still kicking.
Still out there playing.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's probably well into his 40s. But
Incredible. Yeah. And it's always great history.
It is. Like I said, I was, you know, a little disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, so be it.
So as far as pickleball, I
oh,
would,
yes,
imagine you're not playing that in this cooler weather.
Well, we didn't. We played last night.
Okay.
It was
beautiful. Yeah.
We played Monday morning, but a little wind. But, you know, you get used to it.
Right.
But tomorrow I think we'll be indoors.
That's an interesting game.
It is.
It really, really is. I've watched that play now that you introduced me to it.
Well, did you see that LeBron James is going to put some money into a professional
pickleball?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
And it started with you just bringing it up. I remember the day you came in here and said, well, this is what I've been doing.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
What is that?
Never heard of it.
Nope.
Janet, great to have you in here,
yep,
this morning. Always good to have you in here talking history. Be well, and if you dig anything else up, always an open door here on Thursdays at 8:10.
You'll be the first to know.
All right. Janet Gageland talking history here. It's 8:17. The Voice of the Valley.